Welcome to the Classic Tales Podcast. Thank you for listening. Today's episode has its roots in a work written by Joseph Glanvil in 1661. Joseph Glanvil was an English writer, philosopher, and clergyman. In 1661, he predicted, "The time will come when making use of magnetic waves that permeate the ether, we shall communicate with persons on the opposite side of the globe." In 1661, Glanvil wrote The Vanity of Dogmatizing, which was a plea for religious toleration, the scientific method, and freedom of thought. It also contains the tale The Scholar Gypsy, which inspired Victorian poet Matthew Arnold to write his poem of the same name. Epigraphs from Glanvil are found at the beginning of two short stories by Edgar Allan Poe, Ligeia and A Descent into the Maelstrom. Aleister Crowley's book, Diary of a Drug Fiend, opens with a direct quotation from Glanvil, and some sections of Shirley Jackson's short story collection, The Lottery and Other Stories, also begin with Glanvil quotes. I recently ran across an article stating how the 40-hour work week was actually designed to keep the average worker on a perpetual treadmill of dissatisfaction. We tend to make just enough to get by, yet hope that someday things will get better. We come home and try to escape by watching TV, then buying the things advertised in the commercials. Which brings me to why I chose this poem this week. This poem, written over 150 years ago and inspired by a work from 1661, strikes a definite modern chord. It begins describing a shepherd who lives the humane, pastoral life of peace and lassitude. Then it speaks of Glanvil's tale of the scholar Gypsy. This is an Oxford scholar who leaves his privileged comforts of the university after discovering that the Gypsy culture holds meritorious intrigue. He considers it his personal mission to probe the depths of the mysteries of the Gypsies and then share these mysteries with the world. Then the scholar Gypsy becomes a folk figure. He is often seen in various times of the year in various climes, a silent, spare figure, cloaked in a weathered hat and grey Gypsy garb. 200 years later, still he is seen. For the scholar Gypsy lives forever. Why? Because in leaving his tribe and following his passion, he has eluded the repeated shocks that exhaust the energy of the strongest souls and numb the elastic powers. Then follows a description of those of us on a treadmill. Keep in mind, this was written in Victorian times. Quote, "Who are light believers of our casual creeds, who never deeply felt, who hesitate and falter life away, and lose tomorrow the ground won today." Unquote. Finally, the scholar Gypsy is encouraged to remain in the forest so as not to be contaminated with the infection of our mental strife. It is a lot to think on, and I've included a PDF version of the file that app users can download and read along with the narration. And now, The Scholar Gypsy by Matthew Arnold. "Go, for they call you, shepherd, from the hill. Go, shepherd, and untie the wattled coats. No longer leave thy wistful flock unfed, nor let thy bawling fellows rack their throats, nor the cropped herbage shoot another head. But when the fields are still, and tired men and dogs all gone to rest, and only the white sheep are sometimes seen, cross and recross the strips of moon-blanched green, come, shepherd, and again begin the quest. Here, where the reaper was at work of late, in his high field's dark corner where he leaves his coat, his blanket, and his earthen cruse, and in the sun all morning binds the sheaves, then here at noon comes back his stores to use. Here will I sit and wait."